Those managing diabetes, hip, knee, heart, lung, and other medical conditions will benefit from more local services to help them manage their conditions. The Nova Scotia Department of Health and Wellness has opened the Sydney River Health Center to welcome patients from across the Eastern Health Zone. The Eastern Zone Hip and Knee Clinic, Cape Breton Heart Lung Wellness Center, and the Sydney Diabetes Center have all relocated to the new center and were followed by Sydney and Area Community Rehabilitation Services and Coastal Family Health. There was a tour and speeches to mark the grand opening of the center in Sydney River. Manager of Primary Care, Brenna McGinnis, says it's an exciting and meaningful development for the area.
It's not just about unveiling the new building. It marks a new chapter in how we deliver healthcare. This space represents a major step forward, not just infrastructure, but in how we work together. Bringing together, as Glenn acknowledged, Coastal Family Health and Diabetes Center and Primary Care under one roof, along with several important community programs, we're improving access to care and making it easier for patients to get the support they needed all in one location. The opportunity to work alongside of programs such as cardiac and pulmonary rehabilitation, or hip and knee orthopedic services, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, continuing care, and palliative care services means that our team can collaborate more closely, refer more efficiently, and provide a more coordinated care that truly puts the patient at the center of healthcare.
McGinnis says the clinic will support patients from retiring physicians and will look to draw patients from the Nova Scotia NIDA Family Doctor Registry. She adds they anticipate over 30,000 patient visits annually. McGinnis was joined by a patient within the diabetes center, Mia Sharma, who shared her story with the new center.
I'm pregnant, and that's how I recently discovered I got diagnosed with diabetes, and that's how I landed up here at the center. And I'm utilizing the services provided by the staff over here, and I'm really grateful for the services and the facilities that they have provided me with over here. It's a very nice, fully equipped center, and I really appreciate how the staff has the tremendous knowledge, how they guide the patients towards the treatment. And the guidance provided by the dietitian and the nurses over here has been really, really useful. Like, I had no idea about diabetes because this is the first time I ever landed up with this problem. I'm towards the end of my pregnancy, but I was like really shocked to know that I got a condition like this. And even if it is going to happen, if it's not preventable, at least you know what to do. So I'm really grateful to all the staff.
Heart-Lung Wellness Program Manager Lisa McDonald says the background of those working at the center has shaped the services they're offering.
For our programs under Rehabilitation Services, the Heart-Lung Wellness Center, the Hip and Knee Clinic, and Community Rehab PTOT Services, Sydney River Health Center gives us access to additional space and integrated collaboration. This includes safe and secure spaces to hold programs, patient assessment rooms that enhance patient confidentiality and privacy, and designated waiting rooms for patients. Each year, the Heart-Lung Wellness Center has about 5,500 patient visits. The Hip and Knee Clinic has around 4,000 and growing patient visits. And the community rehab services, mainly those services happen in the community. They do about 1,800 patient visits. Being located at the Sydney River Health Center has allowed us to add additional cardiac rehab programming through the Heart-Lung Wellness Center, with another one being added in the fall. And space is a big part of that. The new location has given the community rehab team access to designated space that they really desperately needed. The expanded space has also given the Hip and Knee Clinic the opportunity to do more assessments, improving patient access to services.
Cardiac rehabilitation patient Wayne Clancy shared his experiences with the services the center now offers.
I'm so glad that I got to be part of this program. Met a lot of nice people that were in the program, but met an even greater bunch that won the program. And I guess that's about all I would have to say. I enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed this new facility. I didn't think it'd get much better, but it did get a whole lot better. Again, thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me.
The new health center is staffed by 6 doctors, 3 licensed practical nurses, a dietitian, social worker, and physiotherapist. The province says keeping the services together in the same building is creating a health home where patients can receive comprehensive care for all of their health issues. The province also hopes the new center will be a tool to recruit more doctors to the Sydney area. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.